Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
So yesterday we celebrated the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, and we heard from Trish on just this reality that God is good, even in the good and the bad. He is always good. And we move today on the memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows. So we have 2 days in a row with this emphasis on death, on sorrow, on sacrifice. So I was studying a little bit on the Our Lady of Sorrows, and I found this great line in a blog. It says, St. Ambrose in particular sees Mary as a sorrowful yet powerful figure at the cross. Mary stood fearlessly at the cross while others fled. Mary looked on her son's wounds with pity, but saw in them the salvation of the world. As Jesus hung on the cross, Mary did not fear to be killed, but offered herself to her persecutors. I love that line. Mary stood fearlessly at the cross while others fled. Now, Mary, of course, is prepared in a special way by God to go through what we might say is the impossible for any mother to go through, at least the worst imaginable situation. And to say that Mary stood fearlessly in front of this while it was happening. How do we celebrate that today? Or how do we celebrate that in our life? So as I was reflecting on this, I was just thinking about the different times where I've been proven that something difficult will actually end up good. Right? This is the kind of exercise or practice in my life that will help me kind of wrestle with this reality that even though something difficult is happening right in front of me, something good will come from it. Now, of course, it's much more than what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? There's actually a spiritual reality that we're addressing through the cross and through Our Lady of Sorrows, that God's plan involves suffering. So I was thinking, actually, the first thing that came to my mind was when I was in basic training with the military, and we had to go into a gas chamber. And you walk into the gas chamber, you have your mask on, and you have to take your mask off. And then basically they just want to make sure that you take a breath of the gas so that you can feel and understand what it's like. And so you have to like say your name and your social security number. You have to say a bunch of different stuff just so that the drill sergeants know that you have indeed taken a breath, that you're not cheating the system in any way. So you have all this kind of anxiety going into it, but you know, many, many people have done it before you. And of course, it's a horrible experience, but you come out and me and all my buddies were like, just thrilled that we made it, we did it. I think of things like my mother's death, which happened here a few months ago. And her cancer that led to her death, all of these moments where I knew it would bring its challenges. And I even knew it would come. I even knew it would, it was expected that these things would happen. And I could go through a number of things in my life that when it happens, there's a moment to either look at it with fear or to look at it and be fearless. Right? I think about the time I went down in my basement and I saw water pouring through the windows and how we were going to handle that. And we see the stuff, all of our stuff being ruined right in front of our eyes. Or I think about the day that I found out that I had COVID and what that meant for our family for the next 10 days as we kind of had to shut down shop and readjust our lives. Today, as we focus on celebrating Our Lady of Sorrows, let us draw strength from Mary, who was prepared to face the will and the plan of God. And let us not avoid it. Let us actually fearlessly embrace it, to participate in the work that God is doing, to desire to participate so much in it that we actually are desirous of the suffering that comes from within it. Right? Mary so perfectly had this sorrow in her life. She lived out this sorrow so perfectly in her life that not only was she just an observer of Jesus on the cross, her heart longed to be with Jesus on the cross. She would have actually had a preference towards suffering so that she could be right next to Jesus. Now, she wasn't called to suffer on the cross, but she lived out the will of God by being as close to Jesus as God's will permitted her to be. Let us pray. Lord, give us hearts that desire to be with you. Give us hearts that are prepared for sorrow, that we would anticipate sorrow as part of your plan. As we face suffering, hardship in our lives, whether it be abrupt or known or planned in some way, Lord, help us to never run from it. Let us live the example of your Blessed Mother, desires to be with you no matter where you go, no matter where it takes us. May we always follow you. We ask this in your name. Amen. Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us. Are you new to the faith, or are you interested in kickstarting your prayer life today? Consider checking out our free 10-day mini course, Kickstart Your Relationship with Jesus. For 10 days, we'll send you a short reflection as well as a few considerations and suggestions for prayer. We'll also invite you into community and daily discussion through our Come Follow Me platform. Our mission at Come Follow Me is to assist disciples in the journey. We look forward to journeying with you. To join the mini course, visit comefollow.me/kickstart. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.